somebody over my head telling me what to do on top of me every day, and, you know, I have to set up my own time, set up my own thing. But I have to prove to them that, you know, contribute. And it's the easiest job in the world. You're out doing what you love.
Lenny, you're a young 77. And
I never, don't feel so.
And you've been in the business a long time. What is your future outlook now for yourself?
Well, I'd like to go on as long as I feel that I'm, you know, contributing. And as long as I feel healthy. Because I kid my family. Dave's come back to live with us because he found it a little bit expensive having his own apartment. So we took him a job in Niagara. Some kid wants to go down to Cape Cod League, another scout can call me, says, do you have any contacts with Cape Cod League? So I'll have 10 copies made out, go to all the managers, and they call this scout, he'll give you a fill-in of the player. There's something doing all the time, but it's all baseball. But I don't feel that way. You know, I'm not a guy that spends any time on the golf course. I wish I was. I just find that I'm wasting my time up here. I wish I did have a couple of times. I used to play a lot of golf. I found it too time consuming, and you get too involved, you take away from what you should be doing, and it's just that. People ask me, what are you doing November, December, January, February? What are you doing? My answer probably is, as you can see, I said, I own the house, it's 115 years old. That keeps me busy. There's always something. And I love puzzle clown. I love doing what they're doing. Yesterday when I called you, I thought maybe I got a message a couple of times. Somebody said, and I said, well, no, he put on a message, but the thing was always on. I said, I bet you that's Bob that's calling me. I came in from chopping wood out here. I enjoy doing things like that. And I think it's good for you. So I'm not a guy that I remind myself so much of my own.
Pleasure talking
with you. There are old cars out there, Bob. They're over 100,000 miles on it. People say, hey, you're in this. I said, get a new car. I said, well, when I have to, I have to. They say, he's a cheapskate. Or, you get a lot of money in the bank or something. It's not my way. I just enjoy being a baseball man. I think you're the same way, Bob.
That's great. It's been a pleasure talking with you this morning, Lenny.
Bob,
and
I appreciate you coming all the way from Cape Elizabeth.
I appreciate the time you've given me. And I wish you the very best.
You're going to have a cup of coffee.
Okay.